week and that you've learned something about addiction, that it really is a disease. This is Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
He felt a great passion for those that were neglected. Everywhere he went, Reverend Graham delivered the same beautiful message. God loves you. That was his message. God loves you. We can only imagine the number of lives touched by the preacher and the prayers of Billy Graham. The hearts he changed, the sorrows he eased, and the joy he brought to so many. The testimony is endless. Today we give thanks for this extraordinary life.
President Donald Trump remembering the late Reverend Billy Graham as the Reverend Lion honor today at the United States Capitol. Dick's Sporting Goods CEO Ed Stack told Good Morning America today that they will stop selling semi-automatic rifles and impose an age requirement to purchase any guns. This is USA Radio News.
Chris Byrne, the toy guy, is with us, and he is at the Jacob Javits Convention Center in New York City. New York, the city's so great, they had to name it twice. Are the toys even greater today than they were last year, Chris? That's fantastic.
You know, there's a lot of great stuff. I'm going to tell you about a couple of things that we're really excited about. Disney Princess, of course, this is an evergreen brand. They've created something called the Little Magical Movers, and these are figures. They're about 3 inches tall of all the, you know, Belle and Jasmine and all the Disney princesses. You rev them up on a little stand, and then they dance. I mean, it's kind of like, imagine a top that looks like a Disney princess, but it's all about the imaginative play as you bring Belle to life in her dance and twirl ballroom. That's from Hasbro, about 1999.
Unbelievable. Chris Burns, thank you so much for being there at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. How can the consumers get to you?
Come see us at ttpm.com. We'll be posting other videos from backstage here at Toy Fair.
Chris Burns, thank you.
Thank you.
Today was the first day back for students at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. This after a school shooting took the lives of 17 people there and injured many others. There's still a lot being discussed as far as what can be done to prevent violent acts like this from happening again. Congressman Matt Gaetz is a Republican from Florida. He says maybe we need to hold on and look at some of the regulations and laws already in place before enacting new laws.
Well, I hope that we don't rush to gun control before knowing whether or not any of the particular gun control measures that we're discussing would even have had a favorable impact in the Parkland shooting or any number of other mass shootings that we've unfortunately seen in this country.
A short-term fix for the Obama-era program to protect Dreamers has been paired with 3 years of border security funding in a new bipartisan bill introduced on Tuesday. The legislation calls for a 3-year extension of DACA and $7.6 billion for the Trump administration's border plans. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
The late Reverend Billy Graham will lay in honor today at the United States Capitol. Earlier today at a ceremony, President Donald Trump had a few words to say about the late Reverend Graham.
In London, Tokyo, Seoul, Bogota, Moscow, New Delhi, Saigon, Johannesburg, and scores of other places, all over the world, Reverend Graham shared the power of God's word with more than 200 million people in person and countless others through television and radio, where people loved to watch and listen. In 1978, with the support of the Catholic bishop, who would soon become Pope John Paul II, Reverend Graham went to Poland and spoke of the meaning of the cross to a people suffering under the soulless oppression of communism. Billy Graham carried his message around the world, but his heart, as Franklin will tell you, was always in America. He took his message to the poorest places, to the downtrodden, and to the brokenhearted, to inmates in prison, and to the overlooked and the neglected.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Hey, there's a TED Talk going around. If you don't know what TED Talks are, they're these short little talks. People get up and they talk about different studies or their beliefs or what have you. And they're quite fascinating and they're really to the point. And this particular one was given on a research study that was done at BYU, Brigham Young University. And it uncovered some fascinating facts about what predicts our lifespan. And Dr. Anderson, you know, he was the first one to see it, and he forwards it to me and says, you got to watch this, you know. And I was just like, yeah, you're right. We should do a show on this because it was quite interesting. They looked at a lot of people, and they got all of this information, and then they sat back, and they waited to see who died. So this it was really well done. But what do you think? Just I'm going to ask Dr. Gammon because he hasn't seen the talk. What do you think most people believe, or what you believe at this stage, would be the biggest predictor of living a long time?
Well, I think what most people believe is it's diet and exercise.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. So what about all the people that that worry about pollution and such? I mean, your dad worked in an iron foundry, and he had a lot of pollution in his lungs. So what would you think about the clean air? I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, I think dirty air leads to a lot of problems that can lead to early death. I mean, obviously asthma, COPD exacerbation, possible cancers depending on the level of pollution. So I think that is a factor.
Where do you think it falls on the list?
The list is what, 1 to 100?
No, we're just going to go like top 10.
I would say pollution is, I don't know, say 15th.
Out of 10? Well, we need to get you some resveratrol.
Well, I didn't agree it was in the, okay. I didn't agree it was in the top 10.
Oh, you didn't
agree
the top 10. Hint,
it's in the top 10.
Okay, then I'll say it's number 8.
No, it's the last one. It's the bottom.
It's
the last one, yeah.
Oh.
So I think there were 11, yeah, and we kind of we're probably going to skip over one of them because I thought it was a little redundant. But it was, yeah, it was the bottom of the list. Okay, so.
Well, and I'll clarify a little bit. I mean, you know, a lot of times when people think about pollution, you know, they see a smog-filled city, you know, with a lot of air pollution and such, which does have it. I mean, there's plenty of data to support that people who live in that type of environment. But, you know, you have to extrapolate, quote, pollution on a global scale, and most people don't live in that environment.
Right.
You know, so if you looked at it from a standpoint of, you know, does the guy living out breathing the country clean air do better than the city dweller who has the polluted air? Probably.
Yeah.
You know, but compared to other things, he may not do as well because he may lack in some of the things that are higher up the list.
Ah, well put. Okay, so let's say, and we're going to take your farm guy. So maybe your farm guy eats a little too much bacon and he's put a little bit of weight around the middle. So, you know, you would think that weight, how lean you are, how heavy you are, would probably make the top of the list. But guess what? It's third from the bottom. So that's a little surprising, wouldn't you say?
If you have to clarify again, if they look at the study, they broke out the complications of weight or obesity into separate categories. So if you are just overweight with no medical complications, then it didn't rank very high. But if you have some of the complications that could be due or contributed to by weight, then it plays a role. So there's some interconnection between the ones as you go up the list here.
Maybe.
And although it's not very common, there are a lot of people that are overweight that don't have complications from it.
Yeah, well, a lot of it could be genetics, too. I mean, you could take somebody with a German ancestry. I mean, they're just going to be bigger just because they're German. I have a lot of German.
That's a racist statement.
No, it's not. It's true. You take a German person, you send them next to an Asian person. Who do you think is going to be bigger boned, wider, have a bigger waist circumference?
Well, this is true.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's not racist. That's just factual.
I know, but it is. Yes, it is.
It's
factual, but
I can say that because I have German blood, so I'm allowed to say that.
Then right? I'm excluded from making any comments about anybody else because I don't have anything. So.
Yeah, you gotta have something.
I have a little bit of everything. So.
Are you a mutt? Did you have your
all mutts?
Did you have your 23andMe done? Do you know what you are?
No. All I have is, you know, the information genealogy stuff.
So you might,
which could be terrible.
Well, I think if I had to guess, Mark, you are a descendant of the Vikings that pillaged England.
Because he's so tall?
Yeah.
Well, I did say when I went to Denmark, I think I found my people.
There you go.
It's proof.
Tall,
scientific.
Thin. You know, most of them were light skinned, fair skinned, blonde. I was like, wow, now I know where I belong.
There you go.
I fit in here.
Well, you know, you might be surprised if you do that 23andMe and figure out what you are.
I'm sure I'd be surprised.
Well, Dr. Gammon here found out he was Ashkenazi Jew. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
You did.
And you
did.
And you know my wife 23%. Is the one predicted that even before you did the genetic test.
Well,
called, there were others, too.
Yeah, lots of people have assumed he was Jewish. That's so funny.
And she likes to point out, you know, that technically Jews are like at 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
They're like all cousins.
Really?
Yeah. There's so few of them and everything. That's part of the reason why genetic diseases get so intensified within that population.
Well, there's other populations that happens to, too.
Right.
Yeah.
In the Jewish population, all very, pretty close to each other.
Well, because they try to, don't they try to marry within?
They marry within the families, tight religious stuff, you know,
yeah.
So. Right.
It's not all bad.
Think about it, you're marrying your cousin.
No, you cannot just say that. Really? Yeah,
maybe fifth cousin, but it's your cousin.
Well, you know what? I grew up in small town Texas. Everybody down there marries their cousin, let me tell you.
So is that on the list, if you marry your cousin?
No, it's not.
You live longer?
I thought it was just in Arkansas.
We are digressing. Okay.
What's the next one?
Being on high blood pressure, high blood pressure meds. You think that's going to be high on the list?
You would think so.
Second from the bottom.
How about that?
Right.
See, that's what I was talking about. I mean, that could be a complication of the obesity. So.
But it's still down at the bottom, right? Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. It's when we find something shocking in the news or we're shocked that it made the news. All right. Turmeric contains curcumin, and it's been shown to be an anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. And daily consumptions of a certain form of curcumin improved memory and mood in people with mild age-related memory loss. So I think everybody should have to put turmeric on their, I guess, their grocery list, maybe on their supplement list. But these researchers out of UCLA performed a double-blind placebo-controlled study involving 40 adults ages 50 to 90. Now, that means it's not a very big study. But the people had mild memory issues, and they found out that the people who were randomly assigned to placebo didn't have the same effect as the people who had 90 milligrams of curcumin twice a day for 18 months. Those people that were on the curcumin actually improved their memory test by 28%. That's a pretty significant number.
Clarify, not Alzheimer's,
not
dementia, just age-related. I forgot where I put my keys down. Stuff.
Right.
You know, so it gets back to, you know, and it was a small study, but, you know, there's lots of benefits to turmeric, and basically goes back to its anti-inflammatory and supports the theory. Anything you can do to reduce the inflammatory state in your body is going to have benefit.
So are and this is not a racial comment, but are Indians less likely to get Alzheimer's? I'm curious because they eat a lot of turmeric in their food.
I admire the Indian population and the Asian population in general.
Because their diet?
In general, they, you know, for centuries have viewed and still kind of incorporate, you know, spices and things like that as medicine.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
And they use it for health reasons. On the downside, they eat a lot of rice. And,
right.
The problem is with the change in lifestyle, the excessive amount of carbohydrates is having adverse effects.
Yeah. So it's kind of a catch-22. So just put it on your protein, right? Okay. So if you haven't already done so, go to Facebook, look us up on Stay Young Media Group, and you can always follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to train. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. and is covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breast, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, we are talking about all kinds of things today, but what is going to predict how long you're going to live? There's some new research out there, and you're going to be surprised at some of the things we're going to go over. And I got to remind you, as always, you can look us up under StayYoungAmerica.com. And at the end of every show, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, on this Immortal Minute, we're going to talk about longevity and cannabinoids.
And what?
Cannabinoids.
What the heck's that?
Well, there's two main cannabinoids. You have marijuana, and the second one is hemp.
This is why I didn't know what they were.
We're looking at hemp, and specifically CBD oil, which is a derivative of hemp. And these are many studies, but this was actually a summary article that was published in Time magazine that was showing that CBD oil in many of these studies has been shown to improve cognitive function, basically because it, just like we talked about earlier, even in today's show, reduces inflammation. So previous studies link the cannabinoids to increased amounts of brain neurotrophic factor that protects brain cells and promotes growth of new ones. And so there's good research. Now, do you know who is the number one marijuana? This isn't marijuana. Got to clarify.
Can't you just get hemp milk? I mean, I've had hemp milk. It tastes good.
You can buy hemp legally in all 50 states. So, I mean, you can buy CBD oil legally, right? Okay. But it's got an interesting history because actually during the early settlers' times, by law, you had, they required you to grow hemp on a certain percentage of your farm.
Really?
Because it was so critical to the survival of our young nation for the fiber, for clothes, and other things. And so it's always been a part of our culture, but it gets lumped in there with marijuana and THC and things like that. But right now, the big pharmaceutical companies are doing quite a bit of research into CBD oil and its derivatives, you know, the ones that they can synthesize so they can get patents on it,
right?
As pharmaceutical agents. And it's based on these type of studies that have been done over the last 15, 20 years showing that CBD oil can have positive effects on our brain function.
Hmm. So, you know that hemp milk? We need to get some more of that.
All right.
All right. We've been talking about a new study that came out of BYU, and this is basically the top things that are predictors for longevity. And they're not really what you think they are. So now we're to exercise. And since Dr. Gammon hasn't officially seen this, we're kind of quizzing him a bit. Where do you think exercise falls? At the top?
So, you know, in the past, I might have thought that. But as I've gone over my career, I've had a lot of people that exercise an awful lot. And I was always struck by the fact that they weren't the ones that lived the longest. So I'm going to say it's about halfway in the top 10, about the fifth.
Yeah. So it's kind of in the middle. It says that exercise is a moderate predictor. So it's not like a top predictor. It's not the bottom. This one, I think, will shock you. And I, you know, this year with what we've dealt with the flu, I'm not sure that it's quite as accurate maybe as in the past, but getting a flu vaccine is actually more important to preventing death than exercise. Are you shocked?
A little bit, but I think in general, people never really understand how many people die from the flu. And then,
or complications of the flu.
Complications of the flu. And then even if you survive the flu, you've just unleashed a whole bunch of inflammation in your body that downstream could lead to cardiovascular disease later on in life.
Well, this is the debate with that statistic.
Okay.
Is it actually the flu shot, mm-hmm. or is it a metric for the behaviors
of people
that the
get
flu shot, getting the flu shot reflects?
Mm.
That these are the people that, you know, follow guidelines, that, you know, do as they're told to do, so to speak.
And they're afraid of the flu, so they stay out of
it. Yeah, I'm not afraid of it, but, you know, that you know, the doc recommends it, and they come out and say, you know, this is beneficial, do this. So they kind of follow instructions. So it's actually shown up in some other studies before that getting a flu vaccine can have a protective effect for longevity. And then the debate is it the actual vaccine versus, you know, I mean, mortality rates right now with the flu even are not that high. You know,
Seem high. All those kids are dying. You know what I think it is? Is
we
it,
have a population of 330 million. There's been 50 die this year. I mean, as a percentage, it's minuscule.
Right, but we didn't have 50 last year.
You had 15. It's three times as worse.
So, see?
So
it's three times worse.
As percentage increase, but in that same time, I guarantee you there was at least 50 people that were killed by drunk drivers.
Right, but here's what's happened with the flu, and this is, I think, why everyone's kind of running scared. It used to be the very old or the sick, right, would get the flu and they'd die.
They were the at-risk population. Correct.
But we're seeing like 10-year-olds that were completely normal
right.
get the flu and then they die.
Right. They have
so
an accelerated immune response with multi-organ
right.
failure, and the question is why. That question hadn't been answered.
Well, I'd like to know.
Well, I think it's because they have aberrations in their immunity because they have bad gut biome.
I think you're probably right, which is killed off by all the packaged and processed foods, the artificial sweeteners, all the things we're doing.
This is not the first time the flu's had this effect. I mean, you can go back to, you know, I think it was 3 years ago, 2009, so it's been a few years. So 2009, H1N1 showed up as a mutant strain.
Oh, that's right.
Had the same effect. I mean, it was having ill effects on, quote, normal risk population, not just the high-risk population.
Right, right.
Okay, now we're kind of getting up there. Quitting smoking. And where do you think quitting smoking is? You could probably figure it out by the way we're going through these.
Well, yeah, it's got to be in the top three or four. Smoking, obviously, is just bad all around, so... Top three or four.
Top four, number four. So, you know, they didn't talk about this, but I'd love to see the statistics on this and the people that went from smoking to vaping, because now there's all kinds of research that this vaping is full of chemicals and people are getting really sick from it as well.
Which most of that's being put out by the Tobacco Growers Association. You recognize that, right?
No, really?
Yeah. They don't like people to quit smoking. They've gone to a lot of effort over the last 50 years to get people hooked on smoking.
Okay, why do people smoke? I mean, I really can't wrap my brain around it. This is a time in history where I think people start later. And it's not like a bunch of, you know, kids like in the 60s and such. The kids all started smoking. People are picking up cigarettes at like 30. And getting addicted. So, but I can't wrap my brain around why they would even do it.
Well, with women, it's because it keeps them slimmer.
Yeah. Cancer will keep you really slim.
Yeah. But it does keep them slimmer. Of course, in the end, it makes them look much worse. But that's one reason. And the other reason, I mean, obviously people get addicted to it, but it's a stimulant. It helps keep people awake. I mean, it's the old story of the Teamster driving truck for 16 hours a day and, you know, smoking cigarettes all the time to stay awake. So there are some reasons that, you know, are not good reasons, but that's why some people smoke.
And what would you say in each of you, from the time you started medical school till now, the percentage, real quick, of how your patient population that smokes?
Oh, gosh, when I started, I'd say 80% smoke. Now it's maybe 5%.
Oh, probably 50 to 25%.
Yeah, so it's dropped, so that's good. Okay, when we come back, we got Dementia Defender, Riddle of the Day. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News.
He felt a great passion for those that were neglected. Everywhere he went, Reverend Graham delivered the same beautiful message. God loves you. That was his message. God loves you. We can only imagine the number of lives touched by the preaching and the prayers of Billy Graham. The hearts he changed, the sorrows he eased, and the joy he brought to so many. The testimony is endless. Today we give thanks for this extraordinary life.
President Donald Trump remembering the late Reverend Billy Graham as the Reverend Lie in Honor today at the United States Capitol. Dick's Sporting Goods CEO Ed Stack told Good Morning America today that they will stop selling semi-automatic rifles and impose an age requirement to purchase any guns. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, we've been talking all about the study out of BYU and the predictors for longevity. And if you're just tuning in, you need to catch this show in its entirety because some of these are going to shock you where they fall on the list. You can do that by looking up Staying Young Show 2.0 because after we air in your area, we go to podcast. All right, this is fascinating. We just covered smoking, which was number 4 from the top. But stopping drinking is number 3 from the top. If you stop drinking, you're going to extend your life. What say ye, Dr. Anderson?
Well, I think it gets back to, you know, there's a lot of conflicting evidence about alcohol consumption. Obviously, anything done to excess is bad. But then, you know, we've reviewed studies that say, you know, alcohol in moderation can have protective effects. You know, and then there's the whole debate about what moderation is. So it may be kind of like with the flu shot that when people make a conscious decision to stop smoking, it may be more reflective of overall I'm working on other things also to be healthier.
Mm-hmm. They're making some other lifestyle.
As much as it is the direct effect that alcohol, you know, would be having on them from a health standpoint.
Well, and a lot of people go out to restaurants to drink. So if, you know, they're staying out of the bar and they're staying out of the bar food,
well,
maybe that
I mean,
kind
you
of...
can make the argument that just that, instead of doing that, and then they're off the road and they don't get in a car accident and get injured or killed, right? And so was it their lack of drinking or the fact that they weren't out at the venues
at midnight
that typically have drinking, right? And I tell the kids and such, you know, when you're doing your physicals, that, you know, a young person, their biggest risk is accidental death.
Yeah.
Well, when the, you know, it's all motor vehicular for the most part. Most of that involves alcohol. So it's like, get home before midnight. The only people on the street after midnight are cops and drunks, and you don't want to run into either one of them.
That's right? Good advice. It really is good advice.
Hey, 11 o'clock at night, I get a green light. I'm like, left, right, 4 times before I cross because somebody, you know, you hear it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, the innocent person's the one that gets clobbered.
That's so true. And whoever is drunk usually walks away without a scratch. Why do you think that is? Maybe because they're all relaxed and they don't even know it's coming.
They see it coming. You didn't see it coming.
Okay.
So what are the top two?
All right. So here's the top two. Close relationships. Let's define close relationships. I mean, you read the study, Dr. Anderson.
Well, the way I tell patients for when I'm talking about the studies is that'd be the person or family members that you'd have over to dinner.
Yeah.
You know, people that you have that more intimate relationship with and discuss things you know, on a personal level and those type of relationations.
So. Yeah. I think in the TED talk, I think she said, it's the person you'd call up to borrow money from.
Right.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
Right. It's the old deal of who would you call if you're, you know, if you needed help, you know, who's your ICE person kind of thing.
Who would you call if you got arrested? I'm just curious.
I know what that answer is.
Yeah. You know, interestingly, in the Blue Zone study, the Blue Zones being those areas of the world where people live a very long time, close relationships, again, was one of the top two factors. I remember particularly in Sardinia, where men live as long as women, and they typically live over 100 years, and they're functioning quite normally over 100, the close relationships was very important.
Yeah, and then when the spouse died, they basically moved in with the kids.
Yeah. Right.
You remember
right,
that? They were showing these videos, and I thought, oh, that's fascinating, because there's always this really strong connection versus, you know, here in the United States where we tend to just put them in a home and they don't get to see anybody.
Let's just say I had a patient that was in today, and he was telling me, he's older, he's 80, and he was telling me about his father who passed away a couple years ago at 96. And, you know, he said, you know, his dad called him back from California and said, hey, you know, when you come in town, come visit me and talk to him, and said, kind of one of those, all my buddies are dead. I buried everybody that I had a relationship, you know, save you kind of thing. And I just don't want to get out anymore. And he just kind of his health really didn't change. He's like, he was playing golf 3 weeks before he died. So it's not like he had some terminal illness or something. He just kind of decided it was time to go. All the people that he was close to, for the most part, were gone. And, you know, he didn't have anything left to live for. He'd done what he wanted to do in this life, and it was time to check out.
You know, I remember this conversation with Lucille. And Lucille, for our listeners, if you haven't heard the shows she was on when she was alive, she was absolutely fabulous, and she died just shy of her 104th birthday. And she said, yeah, all my friends are dead, but you know the key to living a long time is you just make younger friends, and your friends just get younger and younger. She said, and then you have somebody to hang out with. You always got to have somebody to hang out with. You remember when she'd say that?
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, you know, some of these guys come in, they're doing stuff, and their physicals are great. And we show them their numbers and their metrics, and everything's looking good. I say, look, you're better today than you were 4 or 5 years ago. I had one of those this morning. He does everything right. Doc, that's fantastic. Doc, what do I need to do? I say, get you a good dark suit, keep it pressed, because you're going to go to a lot of your buddies' funerals and make younger friends.
Wow. True. Yeah, that's good advice.
So, Mark, what do you think the physical relationship is between close relationships and longevity? Is there something in the brain that gets triggered? Like the hypothalamus or pituitary?
It probably eventually will show up to be some kind of, brain science or something that's going on there. I mean, I know one of the things Lucille always said that, she would lay her clothes out the night before.
Yeah.
She had always had something to do that she, planned for and was looking forward to doing and, an expectation of doing something, the next thing. And that was kind of like this gentleman's father, it was gone. He knew that he didn't have an expectation. He'd done everything, and it was just time to, I'm done kind of thing, and passed in his sleep. And, it's kind of one of those, you like to hit 100, but I remember him telling me when he was still alive, his goal in life was to keep his golf score down below his age. But he's 96 playing golf, It's not bad.
Pretty darn good.
That is good. Okay, number one. The number one thing, are you ready for this, folks?
Go ahead.
This is it. If you want to live a long time, this is the number one thing you have to do. You have to have social integration. So what does that mean? What is social integration?
Well, unlike, having the folks over dinner, I describe it as it's the people in your community that you see and that you have a relationship with. It may be the checkout person at the grocery store or the the clerk at the convenience store, the gal that does your coffee for you, the postman, you said like that. But it's, knowing their name, having an interest, saying hello, waving at people. You get back to we talk about the country guy versus the city guy and pollution. But, the opportunity to have more of those type relationships could exist in a more densely populated area than in a less densely populated area. So they may have that advantage.
You know, my old Grandpa Greer, before he died, and he died over 90, he played poker, and he loved playing poker, but he was very social and very much into that. Lucille, she played duplicate bridge. And so I think there is a huge case to be made for assisted living centers because this gives
all the time.
Social interaction.
Yeah, it happens
need.
All the time. They put pay a family member in there and I tell them you're going to get buyer's remorse because they're going to perk up. They're going to do better for various reasons, nutrition, activity, interaction, all those things. A lot of times the person does better. But, again, I go back to your book about Lucille.
Mm-hmm.
And in every chapter, she met new people.
Every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
They were just drawn to her. And not because she was, an older person there that was out necessarily. They were just drawn to her and she interacted with everybody.
Yeah, and I think that played a huge role. One last thing I got to tell you about assisted living. I don't know if you guys heard this story. I got to tell it real quick. Our receptionist, who's just, I'd say she's over 50, but I won't give her age. She was real upset because a couple came in. That's our patients at Executive Medicine of Texas, and they were talking about how much they have really enjoyed looking into, and they're going to move into a senior neighborhood where everyone's over 55. She said, I got to go home. I can't believe I'm at the age where people my age are moving to the senior neighborhoods. But I think this is why. This is a good thing, right?
Right.
So, okay, when we come back, we're going to play Medical Mania Trivia. If you want to come on and play with us on a future show, give us a shout out at 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100, and we'll put you on.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, you can catch this in every single episode on iTunes or in any podcast directory. We're listed under Staying Young Show 2.0. We love to come over the airwaves and to bring you the show right there where you are. And we also want to invite you to follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media, where we're always tweeting out medical minutes and links to past shows.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, today we have Victoria Clear, and she's out of Oklahoma. Victoria, thanks for coming on and playing with us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And now, do you remember what station you listen on? We want to give them a shout out.
I think it's 97.0 on the AM station.
All right. Fantastic. Well, we're super excited to have you on with us. And this is how it works. Just to refresh your memory, doctors are going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you a couple trivia questions. We don't expect you to get them all right. We'll be impressed if you do. But you're going to play for prizes. So you can play for some age support multivitamin out of the Stay Young vitamin line. It's gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. And if you're really good, we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Victoria. First question is true or false. Every human spent about half an hour as a single cell. True or false? Were you ever a single cell, Victoria?
I don't think so. No.
We all start off as a single cell, and then we start dividing into millions and then billions of cells.
Well, I think the cell isn't really until it's fertilized. Once it's fertilized, it's more than one cell.
No, actually.
Technically.
Well,
yeah.
Technically, she's saying that she wasn't a human.
Right, you get half credit for that.
we'll give you half credit
for the logic.
Okay. I like her logic.
Here's your next question, Victoria. There's tiny structures in the body called papillae. Where can they be found? I'm going to give you three choices. Papillae.
P-A-P-I-L-L-A-E.
Yeah, papillae. Are they found in the lungs, the hair, or the tongue? Papillae.
Lungs.
No, they're found on the tongue, actually.
Are those your taste buds?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, well, I know what you were thinking, though. What are the ones in your lungs? The alveoli, right? Yeah. So I can see where you were going with that.
True or false again? Children grow fastest in the winter. When do kids spurt up? You should know this. You've watched lots of kids grow up over the years. When do they hit that growth spurt every year?
Is it in the winter or is it a different time?
Oh, I would think in the summer.
Well, you're correct by answering false.
So,
it's not the winter, so you got the question correct, but it's actually in springtime.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, all right.
Okay, now people come in all sorts of different body shapes. Which body shape increases the risk of developing diabetes? What sort of person develops diabetes? What body shape? I'll give you a choice. Say again.
Pear?
No, it's actually an apple. Apple has more central fat and is more predisposed to diabetes. That was a good guess. That was a good guess.
She was going in the right direction.
Yeah.
She was in the fruit family.
Yeah.
At least she didn't go vegetable.
That's right.
Last question. True or false again? The role of the kidneys is to filter and clean the blood. True or false?
True.
That is correct.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
On a positive.
She's redeemed, Victoria. She got one right. All right, Victoria, we're going to send you out some age support multivitamin. And since you're a longtime listener, how long have you been listening to us?
Oh, I don't know, quite a while.
Yeah. Well, since you're a longtime listener, we're going to throw out some Lifeline stem cell cream because we love you people in Oklahoma.
Oh, well, thank you. It was fun playing.
All right. Well, take care and keep listening and have your friends listen. And we'll think of you, okay?
All right. You have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I like her. She's sweet. Yes. She's so sweet. Okay, so what has shocked you that wasn't on the list of predictors? Because I have one that I'm shocked it wasn't on the list.
My shock is,
Yes.
I'm going to pass to you on this.
Okay. I'm going to say diabetes. Why wasn't diabetes on the list, right?
Oh, as shortening your life.
Yeah. Like a predictor. Like if you had diabetes, I would think that
not
that
having
would.
Diabetes.
You mean not having diabetes?
Yeah. If you didn't have diabetes, would be a predictor that you'd live longer. Yeah.
Probably because if you had the others going in your direction, you're less likely to develop diabetes. So it didn't even show up on the list.
You think?
Yeah, it could be one of those statistical kind of things.
Or they didn't ask anybody.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they didn't ask anybody in the prelims.
Not having cancer, not being a drug addict. I mean, none of those were on there either.
Well, maybe it's because these were all things you could control.
Perhaps.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you can't really control having a heart attack.
Right,
I mean,
right.
That was on there.
Yeah. So, it's a very interesting study.
It really was. And I like that it was basic. You know, in the blue zones, they kind of look at everybody everywhere. But this was more specific to people in the United States, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's some things that we can't compete with those in Sardinia, correct?
Well, I use it as a teaching tool that it gets back to that balance. It's not just my gym membership and, you know, I'm eating perfectly clean and those type things. I mean, you could be doing all those things right. And Walter alluded to it earlier, of the people who exercise all the time. And I think they can just outrun death. You know, if I just keep running far enough, fast enough, I can outrun it. And if they don't have some of those other,
yeah,
you know, balance, strike that balance, you know, it's not going to do it. So you've got to kind of take inventory and say, well, which of the areas do I need to work on? It's not to say we all shouldn't practice good nutrition and regular physical activity, but, you know, if you have an area that's deficient, then make a plan and go out there and try to build up on that one.
Well, I think that's the best thing. And we see this at Executive Medicine of Texas. You know, we have people flying from all over the globe to see us. If you haven't been to our website, emtexas.com, go to emtexas.com. But, you know, we see people from all over the globe, and that's what we do. We help them get a plan to get younger and get healthier.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333, or go to smartnewyou.com. Here's this week's riddle, and it is a what is it riddle. It lives without a body. It hears without ears. It speaks without a mouth. Air alone gives it birth. What is it? Let me repeat it. It lives without a body. It hears without ears. It speaks without a mouth. Air alone gives birth. What is it? Send in your answers.
All right. I'm going to make a prediction that nobody is going to get this one. So what's up with you, Dementia Defender? Did you just decide to come up with the hardest riddle you could?
I have to defend against dementia in any way that I can.
So now you're just going to turn them crazy, right?
No.
All right. I got to remind all of our listeners, you can follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. And if you're on Facebook, look us up, Stay Young Media Group. We're always putting out links to shows and medical minutes and all kinds of things there. We love having you listen. And, you know, reach out to your station that you listen to in your area. Let them know you like the show. That's what keeps us on the air. And follow us at StayYoungAmerica.com. See you next week.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229, or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our
USA Radio News.
Reverend Billy Graham became the fourth civilian to lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol today. His body received at a ceremony attended by President Donald Trump, the Vice President, and other lawmakers, including